The Sea Turtle and the Rabbit. A long time ago, the Dragon King of the East Sea, who watched over all the sea creatures, became ill. His subjects brought him the best medicine the seas could provide, but the illness remained. So the best doctors in the kingdom gathered at his bedside and decided that only the liver of a land animal called the rabbit could heal the king. When no one volunteered to bring the creature to them, the loyal sea turtle said he would try. None of the doctors had ever seen a rabbit, so they drew a picture of one from their encyclopedia of land creatures and gave it to the sea turtle. The sea turtle traveled quite a distance to reach land. Once there, he looked around for anything resembling a rabbit. After a few wrong guesses, he saw an animal munching on grass. He had long ears, long back legs, and a short white tail. It was a rabbit. "Mr. Rabbit, I'm so honored to meet you," he said to the surprised rabbit. "I came from the Dragon King's palace, where you are held in the highest esteem." "Oh, is that so?" the rabbit laughed. "Then maybe I should live there, instead of being chased by hunters and tigers all day here." "What a wonderful idea," said the sea turtle, clapping. "If such a smart individual like yourself worked for the Dragon King, you would no doubt achieve great fame and fortune." The rabbit had only been joking, but the sea turtle seemed serious. A steady job under the Dragon King, earning money and fame, sounded awfully good compared to running away from predators all day. And so the rabbit decided to follow the sea turtle to the palace of the Dragon King in the East Sea. The rabbit saw extraordinary sights on the way, and when they came to the Dragon King's palace, it was more beautiful and grander than anything he had ever seen. The citizens of the palace cheered as the rabbit was escorted to meet the Dragon King himself. There, the rabbit saw the royal palace doctors and what looked like a chef carrying sharp kitchen knives. This was unsettling. The rabbit was too busy basking in everyone's adoration to worry much. Then he heard the fishes say, "The rabbit will save our king. Our Dragon King will be healthy again now the rabbit's liver is here." "Liver?" The truth of the situation hit the rabbit like a thunderbolt. Then he heard the Dragon King say, "Thank you, rabbit, for sacrificing your liver to save me." "Oh no," the rabbit moaned. "You wanted my liver? Why didn't the turtle tell me? As you know, my liver is very precious and everyone wants it. So I keep it hidden in the mountains and swallow it back only when I'm not feeling well." No one seemed convinced, so the rabbit asked with a surprised expression, "You've never heard of this? It's very common on land. Have you never seen owls spit out their insides?" One of the scholars vaguely remembered reading about birds spitting out something, but couldn't recall exactly what. The ignorant citizens of the sea had no choice but to believe the rabbit's story. "Then go back and bring your liver here. We will reward you handsomely for it," the court officials eagerly promised the rabbit. With that, the sea turtle headed back to land with the rabbit, who had never in his life been so happy to see the grassy fields and trees, even if hunters and tigers were lurking everywhere. As soon as they reached the shore, he hopped away as fast as he could. "Wait, you're running too fast," cried the tired sea turtle. Looking back, the rabbit shouted, "Foolish turtle, who goes around without a liver?" Laughing loudly, he disappeared into the woods. The sea turtle began to weep. He couldn't blame the rabbit for running away, but he worried about the Dragon King's illness. Time was running out, and the sea turtle didn't have enough strength to catch another rabbit. A mountain deity, who had been watching from afar, appeared before the sea turtle. Holding out two wild ginseng roots, the deity said, "You worked hard to cure the Dragon King's illness. Here, take these roots and give them to him." The sea turtle bowed in gratitude and quickly returned to the palace. The Dragon King ate the wild ginseng roots and it immediately recovered, and the sea turtle became the highest minister of the royal court.